Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Anxiety Aid Quick Saves for Overwhelmed Minds. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the crazy rollercoaster of life with a little less stress and a whole lot more self-love. Now today's episode is all about something super powerful. Self-compassion. We all know how important it is to be kind to others, right? But let's be real, are we always as kind to ourselves as we are to our best friends? Ever catch yourself beating yourself up over a little mistake or setback? You know that feeling when you trip and instead of saying whoops, your inner voice screams, "Are you kidding me?" Yeah, that's not self-compassion. Self-compassion is basically giving yourself the same love, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine your best friend just bombed a presentation at work. What do you say? You probably tell them it's okay, everyone messes up sometimes, and they'll learn from it, right? That's self-compassion in action. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-compassion practice. First, remember that you are not alone. Seriously, everyone experiences setbacks, failures, and moments of feeling like a total goofball. It's part of the human experience. Think about it, even Beyoncé has off days, right? So don't let those comparison traps get you down. You're comparing your behind-the-scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. Keep that in mind. Second, treat yourself with kindness. Instead of harsh self-criticism, practice speaking to yourself with gentle words and understanding. Think I'm learning instead of I messed up. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Third, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Feeling frustrated, sad, or disappointed is okay. Allow yourself to experience those emotions without judgment. Bottling things up only makes them stronger. Think of it like letting out air from a balloon you don't want it to explode. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. When your mind starts racing with negative thoughts, gently bring your focus back to your breath or your surroundings. Mindfulness helps create space between you and your thoughts so you can observe them without getting swept away. It's like taking a mental step back from the drama. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. You don't have to achieve anything specific or be perfect to deserve kindness. Embrace your imperfections and celebrate your strengths. You're doing great, even when it doesn't feel like it. Now let me paint a little picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's a brilliant writer with a deadline looming. But instead of feeling focused and productive, she's riddled with anxiety. Her inner critic is going wild, saying things like, "You're not good enough, you'll never finish this on time, this is hopeless." Sarah feels overwhelmed and starts procrastinating, making the situation even worse. Sound familiar? This is where self-compassion comes in. If Sarah could pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and acknowledge her feelings without judgment, she might say to herself, "It's okay to feel anxious, everyone gets stressed sometimes. I'm doing my best and that's enough." See the difference? By practicing self-compassion, Sarah can shift her mindset from negativity to empowerment. She can start to view this challenge as an opportunity for growth instead of a looming disaster. So remember, my amazing listeners, treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. Be your own best cheerleader, celebrate your strengths, and remember that you're capable of anything you set your mind to. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments below. What are some ways you practice being kind to yourself? And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of anxiety relief and motivation. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.